so hard. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love all those song selections. It's always beautiful to hear singing. Singing is a part of worship. I love all parts of worship. It's a beautiful time to express encouragement to one another, to give praise and honor and glory to God. It's just an exciting time to be able to sing and to look over at our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ as they sing. Some people sing loud, some people sing silently, some people sing very quietly. But when I look over at my brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm reminded of why we are here. And we are here this morning to worship and to give glory and honor to God. Amen. Singing is just an amazing thing. I really enjoy it. And this morning, of course, I want to talk about singing. Anybody want to hear about singing this morning? So when we sing, we want to sing out. We want to sing loud and we want to practice our singing. I remember growing up as a kid, we grew up with a bunch of Southerners. And the one thing I knew about Southerners in that little bitty church building we were in West Oakland is it was very loud. People could sing, and I'm sure the neighbors heard us singing, but it was always a blessing to be able to sing. And so I always thought that you were supposed to sing out loud. And so when you had all those singers singing around you, I was like, I can't even hear my voice. So I would get louder and louder just so I could hear my own voice because they were so loud. And then I moved to Lassen Street, and the singing was loud here too. Everybody sang loud because a lot of folks here, I believe, were singers. They practiced singing. And when I came here, I think it was Kenneth Joel. He was the song leader. And Kenneth Joel would have a song practice. And I enjoyed coming to the singing practice because Kenneth Joel would sometimes rewrite songs. He said, I think it should be this way. And I really enjoyed that about Kenneth. You know, most song leaders just kind of go with the flow. But Kenneth was like, I think we should do it this way. But I enjoyed the way he led singing and the way he instructed singing. And it was just always a grand time. It didn't matter who was leading singing. I was always excited to sing. Whether I was on key or off key, I wanted to sing. And the reason why I sing is because of all that God has done for me in my life and will do for me in my life. That's why I sing. And they even have a song. There's a song out there. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I sing because his eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Amen? And so singing is just a part of my life, and I want to talk to you this morning a little bit about singing. I know some folks don't like to sing. Some people say, I don't sing because I'm off key, or I don't like to sing. You don't want to hear my voice. It's like a frog. And then some people we know, as we just witnessed, there were some people that were really singing out. Amen? Amen. Our brother was on the microphone here singing. Amen. I just love it. I just love hearing singing, and I love to sing. It's a part of our worship to God. So this morning, let's talk about, first of all, the purpose of singing. Why do we sing? We sing to praise the Lord. And so as we are singing, we should be singing out to God. Amen? Amen. We should be singing out to God. This is the most common concept of the purpose of singing. Indeed, this is certainly the idea inherent in the word hymn, which comes from the Greek word hymnos, meaning a song in of praise of. The Psalms call upon us to praise God in song. In Psalm 30, verse 4, it says, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. In Psalm 47, verse 6 through 7, it says, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. In Psalm 95:1, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the Lord, the rock of our salvation." I hope you can hear me. I'm not too loud, but I'm just excited about singing. I really enjoy singing because I know what God has done for me. And so when I'm singing, it can sometimes become, you may not understand what I'm saying. I'm just so excited. So I'm going to try to keep myself calm this morning when I'm talking about singing, because I sing and I move around a little bit. People see me swaying back here in the back. That's just the way that I express to my God and how thankful I am to him. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It has all to do with my relationship with God. Amen. And so this is why I sing the way I sing. But the purpose of singing is to give glory and honor and praise to our God. Amen. We're expressing in song. You know, in any institution or group, there are always songs. In the military, you have cadence. You have songs that go along with the mission of the military, don't you? When you're in Scouts, there are songs that go along with Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. They probably even have songs for selling cookies. I've never heard of them, but it almost seems like my kids love to sell Girl Scout cookies, but they didn't have a song. But it seemed like we were out there selling cookies for 6 weeks straight, and we sold a lot of cookies. But every institution has its songs, isn't that right? Even sometimes in families, there are songs. And some of you that are parents, you have a lullaby that you might sing to your children. I know my wife used to sing, and sometimes she still sings a lullaby to the kids before they go to sleep. And I've added different stanzas to it and made up stanzas to it just because it's beautiful. But it puts the kids to sleep. And even sometimes Sarah will sing to Hannah, who's all the way in Kuwait, to sing her to sleep. And I just think it's amazing that she'll sing those songs. But every institution has singing. But in the church of our Lord, we sing praises to our God. Amen. And our singing is to give praise, glory, and honor to God. Amen. And so if you see me singing and I've got my eyes closed, I'm thinking about God and what God has done for me in my life. Amen. And when I look over at you and you're singing, I'm just like, wow, one day we're going to be singing in heaven together. Amen. Amen. And sometimes I'm thinking about those that I used to sing with that have gone on. Amen. And so some of the familiar songs that we are singing and involved in, I'm thinking about those that have passed on. Like this last song that was led earlier, I remember so many people, hundreds of people that I sang with that are not here anymore. But that I'm reminded of those people that one day we'll be able to sing to God together again. Amen. The second thing about singing is to teach and admonish one another. It's outward. Singing is to teach and admonish one another outward. Singing is not always directed towards God. Certainly many songs are, but songs are often directed to each other. We have over, if we look over at Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, see what Paul writes to those in Colossae. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians 3:16. Here Paul writes, he says, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God," or to the Lord. Amen. We are to admonish one another. When we're singing songs, look at the person next to you as you're singing in worship. Because we all are here collectively worshiping our God. We're giving each other support when we look at each other. We're encouraging one another, and we're thinking about the hope we have in Christ Jesus, that one day we are going to be in the presence of God. We're going to be able to see him as he is. Amen? And that's going to be an amazing time. Amen? There won't be any interruptions. Amen? There won't be any interruptions. We'll be able to praise God forever and ever and ever. Amen? And so as we are singing, we're singing and giving praise to God, but we're also teaching and admonishing one another outwardly. Amen? And so that's what we are doing when we are singing. Number three, we're singing to be filled and enriched inward. David wrote of the personal benefit of singing praises over in Psalm 71:23. It's something that happens to us inwardly as we're singing. Look at Psalm 71:23. Psalm 71:23. Here David says, "My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to thee, and my soul which thou hast done what? Redeemed." We sing that song, I have been redeemed. Y'all know that song? I have been redeemed. Have we been redeemed? We need to sing like it. Sometimes people don't sing out like others do, and that's okay. Everybody's not expressive in that format, amen? But with all you have and the way that you are, because God knows you specifically, all of us are unique, amen? And so sing out the best way you know how to God and recognize how he's redeemed you, amen? That's so important. Just like David has said, it made his lips and his soul greatly rejoice. Also look over, if you will, at Psalm 147:1. Psalm 147:1. It says, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming." Amen? We need to praise the Lord. Singing can be a means of being filled with the Spirit. In other words, being filled with, why are we here? Why are we singing? Amen? Why are we Christians? It reminds us of who we are. That's why we're singing. And the hymns that we sing should be in accordance to the will of God and remind us of our commitment to Christ. Also to remind us of what Christ has done for us presently, but is doing for us and preparing for us. Jesus says he was going to do what? Prepare a place for us. Amen? He's going to prepare a place for us, according to John chapter 14. And so we're singing in anticipation of what Christ has done for us. But it should help us inwardly. It should help our souls. It should help us grow. And sometimes when we are struggling with grief in our lives, there are songs that we can sing. Amen? There are songs. There's sometimes I hear songs and it almost makes me cry because I think of all the people that have passed on. Songs I've heard at funerals, but songs that tell me of a time when we're going to be done with this world and its struggles. Those songs we sing soon and very soon. "This world is not my home, an empty mansion." All of these different songs are there to help us inwardly, outwardly, and thinking about God, thinking about one another, to help us be strong and to hold on and keep on until the end. It helps us to persevere through the struggles of life. That's what songs do for us. We're reminded of those songs. And it's interesting that at times, sometimes when I'm thinking about songs, and different faces seem to appear in my mind of the people that are passed on, but also people that are present. Sometimes I get to walk up and down these aisles when you guys are gone during the week. and I can sing all the songs as loud as I want. Sing off key if I want to, but I'm reminded of the value of my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm reminded of the value of my relationship with God. Amen. And it helps me to process and to do things because these songs are in accordance to God's will. It reminds me of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. And so I hope that these messages or these thoughts about singing are helpful. But now to the practice of singing. Thinking about singing, we need to engage our minds as we are singing. We need to be mindful of the words that we are singing. You know, it's a good thing to have a songbook. I remember I used to have a couple songbooks at home when I was a kid because we used to like to play church. Because I wasn't a Christian. I wanted to know and to do the things that the preacher was doing, the song leader was doing. We would mimic the song leaders. We would mimic the preacher. We would do the announcements. We'd go through the whole process. We were really in the church. We were really in the church. This is not an act I'm doing up here. This is a real thing, but when we were kids, we would play church. My sister laughing back there, and she knows. But we used to sing the songs. We used to practice the songs. So I'm saying all of this to say, take a songbook, or now you can look it up online. Practice the songs at home. Practice the songs while you're driving to work. Practice the songs while you're at work. Engage the folks at work in singing. People will do it. When I was learning memory verses, I engaged people in that when I was at work. When I was working in Dublin, and I was working with Brother Stan Williams with the Sunset School of Preaching, I had memory verses, and I was memorizing Ephesians. I had to learn all of the walk passages. And I remember I was working out there in Dublin, and I had Floyd, the guy I was working with. I said, I need to know these memory verses. Here, hold a card. And Floyd was right there helping me memorize all those verses. But we can do the same things with songs. Engage people in the singing of praise to God. Sing everywhere that you go. But we need to engage our minds. Engage the heart in song, as we looked at in Colossians 3:16 earlier. Enhance your singing and worship by where you sit. Sit next to somebody that can sing, or you think that can sing. Sing by somebody, get by somebody that you're not scared to sing by. That's important. Location is important. It's nice to be around people that can sing. There are many different things you can do. You can look online to learn how to sing better. But practice makes perfect, does it not? It makes it better. So the more we all practice singing, the better off we will be. The better off we'll be able to be heard. But that's not necessarily our focus. Our focus is making sure we're giving God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Amen. That's why we want to get better. Amen. We get better because of what God has done for us. Utilize opportunities to learn to sing. Singing is more enjoyable when we are able to read musical notes, sing different parts. Churches often provide classes. We don't have classes right now on singing, but I'd love to have a class on singing. Maybe we might have somebody teach us how to lead singing or something of that nature. But those are good opportunities to learn to be better at singing. Expand the sphere of your singing. Is your singing limited to just public assemblies on the first day of the week? You need to sing everywhere you go. Amen. My oldest son, he was talking about being a basketball player. I told him, I said, you need to take a basketball with you everywhere you go. I said, because when I was a teenager, I knew I wanted to be a preacher. I took my Bible everywhere I went. And so people knew that I was a person, that I was a student of the Bible. So when it was time for lunchtime, they say, Solomon, we got a scripture. Is this right? What about instrumental music. What about this, that, and the other? I said, okay, let's go to the Bible. I already have my Bible there, and we were able to have a Bible study. Amen? Amen. But if you have your songbook with you, you have a song, or maybe you might fold up a sheet. You might practice a song whenever you have the opportunity. Amen? And so I pray this morning that you have considered singing, the purpose of singing. Our singing is to give praise and glory and honor to God. Our singing is to teach one another, to admonish one another, amen? It's also to encourage ourselves as we sing praises to God, amen, and recognize what God has done for us. This morning, if you have a need, maybe you need to obey the gospel. Today's the best day to do it. If you're a child of God and you haven't been living right and you need encouragement or prayers, now's the time to come forward as together we stand and sing the song that has been selected.